Reading from the Jiva Dharma, Chapter 23, Pramaya Nam Tattva. Omagana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksurun Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Sapadantitam Vanchakopa Tarubhyascha Vipassandhu Bhayevacha Atitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from I'm sorry that I missed this class for quite a few weeks. My traveling has intensified, but I'm happy to get back to teaching the Jiva Dharma by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And as my readers remember, it's the story of people coming to Krishna consciousness in Bengal, the generation after Lord Chaitanya. And after various people coming to Babaji Maharaj's ashram and being enlightened according to their particular situation, whether they're a personalist, a materialist, a caste Brahmin, we learn all the different tattvas or subjects of Krishna consciousness. Now we're studying the story, it's probably for the rest of the book, where one particular person who was a logician is not just being introduced to Krishna consciousness, but we're following how he advances and gets educated step by step in all the tattvas are subjects of Krishna consciousness. And now where he's learning about Abhideya Tattva, the science of the means of realizing the absolute truth, which is bhakti. And now he's been specifically inquiring about Nam-Tattva after he's been educated about what is Raganuga Bhakti or spontaneous devotional service, because the main practice to awaken your eternal relationship with Krishna is Nam-Tattva, chanting the holy name. Paramadye Sarvashreshne Nama Sankirtan Nira Aparadhe Poya Paya Premadan. Of all the practices of devotional service, chanting the holy name is the best. And if one could chant without offense, then one easily can get prema, the objective, the goal of life, prema pramartha mahan, the thing that has the most value, our objective or goal, which is to be consumed in a spirit of devotion, an overwhelming spirit of devotion. So we'll get back into this dialogue now. and is his uncle. It's Vrijanath and Vijay. Vrijanath is his uncle, and he's and he asked, what's the process of Harinam? That means you should constantly chant on mala, preferably Tulsi mala, so that you can count and you have a sense of what your commitment is. Tulsi mala, or counting on fingers, and avoiding offenses. Really understanding that the holy name is none different from the Sarup of God. And then he asked, there's so many practices, if you chant constantly, how can you have time for the processes? And that's because all the processes are accompanied by kirtan. And when you have that ruchi for kirtan, then automatically you perform all the other processes. And now, he continues, how is it possible to perform continuous nam kirtan? He's still questioning that. And Babaji responds, continuous nam kirtan means performing kirtan of Sri Harinam at all times, while sitting, getting up, eating, or working, except when sleeping. In Nam Sadhan, there's no prohibition regarding time, place, situation, or cleanliness. That is, one may be in a pure or impure condition. In fact, I think Lord Chaitanya is going out to the fields to go to the bathroom, and he was biting his tongue, because he didn't want to chant in an impure thing. And then one young boy named Gopal questioned him. And questioned him, why are you doing that? Because the holy name is all pure. And Lord Chaitanya, wow, he said, that's true. And then he said, from now on, your name is Gopal Guru, because you even instructed me. And he went on to become one of the main acharyas in our line. So when you have Namruchi, you'll always be chanting. While walking, you'll be chanting. All the time, you'll be chanting. If you have Namruchi, you'll always be chanting the holy name. It's just natural. In fact, when you get to that platform of always chanting, it'll be so embedded in the consciousness that it will go on automatically. This is also known in any classical meditation, that if one really concentrates and over a prolonged period of time, then the mantra becomes embedded in the consciousness. We told about the passing of Dr. Fakir Mohan, who blessed our Puri Yatra. And he told me that, you know, he had several heart attacks and went unconscious. And the doctors told him that even when he was unconscious, he was still chanting. After chanting 1 lakh names for 70 4 years. And I know when Prabhupada's godbrother, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji, I heard that he was put in the hospital, and we rushed over there. He had already left. They already took him to Nandagram, where he eventually left his body. When I spoke to the doctor said that when he put his stethoscope to his chest, he was hearing the holy name. So so Babaji is answering that question, how is it possible? Oh, the mercy of Nam Bhagavan is unlimited, Vijay asked, but we have no hope of becoming Vaishnavas. Until you give us your mercy and bestow us upon us the power to perform constantly. So everything is blessings. Blessings. From an advanced Vaishnava who wishes us well, and that petitions Krishna on our behalf. So everything is blessing. Not possible to advance in Krishna consciousness unless you surrender to and therefore please an exalted Vaishnava. Babaji, I've already explained that there are three kinds of Vaishnavas, Kanishtha, Madhyam, and Uttam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Satyaraj Khan that anyone who takes Krishna Nam is a Vaishnav, but one who takes Krishna Nam constantly is a Madhyam Vaishnav, and the Uttama Vaishnav is he who is very sight makes Krishna Nam appear spontaneously in one's mouth. Since you sometimes take Krishna Nam with faith, you've already obtained the position of a Vaishnav. So he says there's no hope of becoming Vaishnav. And then he says, oh, you've already taken the names with faith, and therefore you're a Vaishnav. And first of all, this is already discussed by Lord Chaitanya. It's already discussed by Lord Chaitanya. Satyaraj Khan asked him who is a Vaishnav, and anyone who takes Krishna Nam is a Vaishnav. Vijay, please tell us whatever else we should know about Shuddha Nam, Krishna Nam. Babaji, Shuddha Krishna Nam is Krishna Nam that has arisen through undivided bhakti resulting from full faith. Other than that, the Srinam will be experienced either as Namabhas or Nam Aparad. So we advance by when the soul, comes in contact with God, especially in the form of the holy name. But our consciousness can cover us to that effect. And the simple example is even a cloud can cover our eyes from the sun. So can sunglasses. So closing our eyes. Even though it's something so powerful, the effect can be diminished if we are covered ourselves from seeing it. So Shuddha Nam, he's saying, when you have full faith and undivided bhakti, then your consciousness will be open to the full effect of the holy name. Other than that, there can be Namabhas, which means the sun at dawn, is still heat and light, but the effect is minimal because it's not fully manifest. And nam aparad. Aparad means to be distant from worship. The effect would be very minimal. Bijai Prabhu, should we understand that Hari Nam is sadhya, the aim and purpose, or sadhana, the means? Babaji, when one takes Hari Nam in the course of sadhana bhakti, that nam can be called sadhana. But when bhakti takes Hari Nam in the course of bhava bhakti or prema bhakti, the manifestation of Sri Hari Nam is sadhu, vastu, or the aim of practice. The sadhaka's realization of the contraction or expansion of Sri Hari Nam will depend on his level of bhakti. That last sentence I'd have to read again. We're very, very busy here. You know, I have 18 people from the congregation in our ashram in Cali, Colombia, which is no small thing. To come from that country, it already is more expensive, what to speak of the exchange rate. And I'm just so pleased that these people have, in one day, dived into the ocean of ecstasy here. They've already been in the Echo Village and other places, but they dived into the... And I told them, if you just chant the holy name and stay absorbed, doors will open. And lo and behold, we went out to Tatiastan, and it was the Sun Panchami. First day of spring, where all the temples in Vrindavan are decorated in yellow. And the sadhus on that day were having a function where they're chanting just these beautiful classical bhajans. Very impressive, too, with tambura and dhol, harmonium, and very, very impressive, their singing. And then we went to the forest with Braj Rotis, and just an amazing experience with the families. And then the evening kirtan in the temple. Beautiful. There's one lady here who lives here. Oh my God, she sings beautifully. And she was in the temple, Kinchana Krishna and Krishna Prami, and then Greenbrier marches at night. So you can chant Hari Nam as a practice to attain a result. The result is prema. But when you have prema, the anubhav, the actions that come from your love, are glorification. So sharing the holy name is both the sadhana and the sadhya. Is there a difference in the experience of Krishna Nam and Krishna Swarup, the intrinsic eternal form of Krishna, or the holy name? Is there any difference, he asks. Babaji, no. There is no difference in the experience, but one should understand the confidential secret that Krishna Nam is more merciful than Krishna Swarup. Krishna's form does not forgive whatever offense is made to him. But Krishna Nam forgives both offenses committed to the Swarup and offenses committed to himself. When you take Krishna Nam, you should understand the Nam aparads very clearly and try to avoid them. is you cannot chant Shudanam until you stop committing offenses. The next time you come, we will discuss Namaparad. Interesting, the difference between Krishna Nam and Krishna Swarup. Yeah, Krishna Nam is more merciful. For one thing, you have to go to the Swarup. You have to go to the Swarup. But the Nam will come to you. Krishna Nam will come to you. The form of Krishna in the form of his holy name will enter into your body and you can have direct communion. So there's no difference between the name of Krishna, the expression of Krishna, and the object of Krishna. So the chanting the holy name is actually getting direct communion with the Supreme Lord. And if you offend the form, offenses that are not forgiven, but Krishna Nam, he gives the offenses to the Swarup, and one's committed to itself. Therefore, if one offends a Vaishnav, and they won't forgive, then one just takes shelter of the holy name. Understanding that if you sincerely chant the holy name, then God, which is in the heart of the person who offended, may change that heart. When Vajranath and Vijay Kumar had learned about the glories of Nam and Nam, Swarup, Tattva, they took Gurudev's footsteps and they slowly returned to Bilba Pushkarini. Thus ends the 23rd chapter of Jada Dharma titled Pramaya Nam Tattva, 24. Vajranath and Vijay Kumar were extremely happy to learn the glories of Sri Nam and Nam Swarup Tattva. This 23. When they arrived home, they chanted 50,000 names on the Tulsi Mala without offense. That's 32 rounds. And by this chanting of Shuddha Nam, they received direct experience of Krishna's mercy. It was late at night when they finally took rest. When they rose the next morning, they discussed the events of the previous night and became very blissful as they expressed their own realizations. They passed the day in bathing in the Ganga, worshipping Krishna, taking Harinam, performing kirtan, studying Dashamula, reviewing Srimad Bhagavatam, and performing Vaishnav Seva and Bhagavat Prasad Seva. That evening, they presented themselves at the venerable Babaji Mahasaya's kutya at Srivastavam. After offering Shastanga Pranam, Vijay Kumar inquired about the topic of Namaparad Tattva that is introduced the previous day. So all the glories, the holy name will manifest fully if one can avoid offenses. So now they specifically want to know this particular subject and how important it is. It's a crucial subject because if you don't understand, so then you will commit them. And realization often comes from hearing something again and again and again and again. If you don't hear about, you don't hear the Shastra in general in a deep way, you're liable to commit offenses not really knowing them. And ignorance is no excuse, but even more than that, You'll know them, but you won't have full realization of them, and therefore you won't follow them with the same depth as one who really understands the Tattva. On hearing Vijay Kumar's eagerness to know about this tattva, Babaji Maharaj was pleased and lovingly said, just as Nam is the highest truth, so Nam Aparad, offense against Sri Nam, is the most frightening of all kinds of sins and offenses. All other kinds of sins and offenses go away naturally and automatically as one utters Sri Nam. If Nam Aparad does not go away so easily. In the description of the glories of Sri Nam in the Padma Purana, Swarga Kanda 48-49, it is said, Nama Aparada Yuttanam Namam Yeva Harantyagam Avishrante Puyuttani Tanyevata Karapani Cha. For those infected with Nam Aparad, Sri Nam will certainly remove the sin, provide the sadhaka chance tirelessly, and unremittingly, Sri Harinam himself will effect their deliverance. So, it doesn't go away easily, but by incessant chanting, one can be purified. And it's said that even at the stage of bhava, which is the preliminary state of love of Godhead, the sadhya, the difference between bhava and prema, is there's still traces of previous Vaishnava aparad. Just see, it is so difficult to destroy Nam aparad. Therefore, one should avoid Nam aparad when one chants Sri Harinam. If one tries hard to stop committing Nam aparad, Shuddha Nam will manifest very quickly. I'll read that again. If one tries hard to stop committing Nam aparad, Shuddha Nam will appear very quickly. One may take Sri Nam and be chanting continually with hairs on his body standing on end and streams of tears flowing from his eyes, but it may still be that because of Nam Aparad, he is not uttering Shuddha Nam. I didn't have to think what that means because it seems such an advanced state, but maybe it's like I said, even at the stage of bhava. The traces of Nam Aparad will be felt. And even though one is chanting and advancing, then he won't experience Shuddha Nam. Vijay Prabhu, what is Shuddha Nam, the pure holy name? Bobby, Shuddha Nam is Hari Nam that is free from the 10 kinds of offenses. There is no consideration of purity or impurity with regards to pronunciation of the syllables of Sri Nam. So, you may not even chant properly, but it may not be Nam Aparad. Namaikam yasya vachi smanama patagatam shrota sudham pasudha vanayavatita vaitam taradhya vasityam tachche deha dhrabana janata lobha pashanam adye nishpitam syama apala janatam shigram vevatra vitra. Padma Purana, Swarga Kanda. O best of the Brahmins, if only one holy name appears on the tongue, enters the ear, or rises on the path of one's remembrance, that Nam will certainly liberate one. The purity or impurity of one's pronunciation of the syllables of Sri Nam, Nam Ashkara, accordance with Vidhi, regulation is not so important. That is to say, Srinam does not make such considerations. What is considered is the real fruit of chanting will not come quickly if this all-powerful name is chanted in the interest of the body, house, wealth, material development, sons, family, with greed, with gold, women, and prestige. There are two kinds of obstacles or offenses, ordinary and great. Sri Nam, that is chanted with ordinary obstacles, is Namabhas, which rewards its benefit in some time. Namaparad and pity with great obstacles is Namaparad. This aparad does not go far away unless one chants Nam constantly. Vijay, it seems to me that the sadhaka should know about Namaparad. Please be merciful and tell us in detail about it. So it's good to get started again. And I'm really going to have to go now because another group is coming. But we'll work our way back up to an hour with questions. So I have to go now, but thank you all for coming. Panchakopa to Vigyasakakasindadeva Sakati to Nkamani.